EE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News projects a winner in Nevada's Republican presidential primary, but it may not be who you think.
CBS News projects an option labeled "None of these candidates will receive the most votes ahead of Nikki Haley." Nevada Republicans are also holding caucuses Thursday, where former President Donald Trump is expected to be awarded all of the state's 26 delegates.
CBS's Chanel Call and CBS News projects Joe Biden wins the Democratic presidential primary in Nevada. The House has, by the narrowest of margins, rejected the Republican-led effort to impeach one of the president's cabinet secretaries. CBS's Scott McFarlane watched the vote.
It changed this Congress. This is the first time in 20 years here I've seen the Republicans, or the majority, put bills on the floor that aren't certain to win. They thought they had the numbers to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, making him the second ever U.S. cabinet member to be impeached, and they came up short.
The House also failed to approve more aid for Israel in its war against the terrorists Hamas. The vote was 250 to 180, well short of the two-thirds threshold necessary for passage. A jury in Michigan has found Jennifer Crumley guilty on all four counts of involuntary manslaughter for her son's shooting at his high school in 2021. There have been hundreds of mudslides and landslides in California in recent days. CBS's Jonathan Bigliotti is in a thoroughly drenched Los Angeles.
LA has received more than half of its average annual rainfall in just 3 days. In Bel Air, more than a foot. And it's made the soil way too vulnerable, toppling trees throughout the state.
We have new details now about the door panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight last month. Federal investigators say the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet likely left the factory without the door bolts in place. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The NTSB report reveals a photo from September of the door during final assembly at the Boeing factory without the bolts in place. In a statement, Boeing's CEO says the company is accountable for what happened and is implementing a comprehensive plan to strengthen quality, including changes to the 737 production system.
A federal appeals court has denied claims that there's a First Amendment right not to wear face masks during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in two cases against officials in Freehold and Cranford, New Jersey. The suits claimed school boards retaliated against the plaintiffs because they refused to wear masks during public meetings during the COVID pandemic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogabasi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogabasi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and lower 30s for us in the overnight with light south winds. Those clouds stay with us on Wednesday. It starts to turn breezy as well. Highs in the upper 40s to near the 50-degree mark. Rain chances begin Wednesday night, but more likely on Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road. Dom, I'm in Vegas, baby. Vegas, I tell ya. For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thank you to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Dom, they've paid the freight. I'm here in Vegas. Without you,
I miss you. Yeah, the nice hotel without me.
It's strange how it worked out that way. It's just pure coincidence that I would find a good...
I'm not healthy about it at all. No, it's fine. It's fine.
That I would find a affordable, air quotes, good room during Super Bowl week, yet... You know, when you and I went to Vegas, Dom, nothing but a $32 room at the Circus Circus.
I don't think the drinks cost that much.
Dom, I will tell you how much this drink cost. $36. In that, this little tiny bottle of rum. $6. So if I wanted a drink, $36 it was. Cheers. It's a happy hour. You could be a part.
Absolutely.
844-967-2789. Dom, there's an election going on here today in Nevada. It is the primary day. And here's the crazy part. It doesn't really matter. It does not matter what happens today. And you say, well, how can that be? There's still a nomination race on the GOP side. And Nevada is the first Western state, and Nikki Haley's going to come out later tonight and claim a glorious victory. I won the Nevada primary on the GOP side. And, of course, you'll see a similar statement from Joe Biden.
Assuming she doesn't lose to the none of the above option.
Well, that would be a sad thing for her. But, you know, it'd be a hell of a fun day tomorrow on the air, because we'd have as much fun with that as the horse fornication, I suspect. But anyways, Dom, why is Nevada holding both a primary and a caucus? I got a little source material here. First and foremost, why am I here? Dom, we've been to Vegas as a product at least 3 times. First time we were out here, we talked about you and John Podesta. We were here for the very first presidential debate in the 2016 cycle. Back when there were still 5, it was O'Malley, it was Jim Webb, it was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, I forget. Maybe it was just 4. Maybe there's a 5th. I don't know who the 5th would have been, though. not important. Here's what was important. We had a hell of a good time in Vegas. We stayed at that fine hotel, the Circus. And the Dems held their debate at the Wynn, which is in the shadow of the Trump Hotel. And, you know, here's another irony, Dom. I think I might have pointed this out to you. Thursday night, there will be a caucus here in Nevada. And Donald Trump's team basically rigged the election to his benefit. And the benefit will be on Thursday, because Thursday in the caucus, which the Republican Party of Nevada decided to do for the benefit of Donald Trump, that will award all the delegates. But the state elections run primary here in the state of Nevada that's going on right now as I speak, that Joe Biden will win tonight and Nikki Haley will win tonight. You know, the clean and above board election, that means nothing on the Republican side. Trump would have none of that. You know why, Dom? You know what the crime of the Nevada is?
What?
Everybody gets a ballot. Universal ballots. Everyone gets sent a ballot. Unless you opt out and say, don't send me a ballot, you get sent a ballot. So Trump didn't like that, not one little bit. Because how are you going to rig that when there's universal ballots? So Trump's team went to work. And the GOP here in Nevada changed effectively the rules. And they decided the rules to do it.
The rules of the GOP.
The rules of the GOP.
Rules of the GOP, right, okay.
So come Thursday, that's a party function. That is just the Republicans doing their own caucus on Thursday for the benefit of one candidate over all others. They rigged the election in Nevada, the caucus, for the benefit of Donald Trump. So that's why I'm here, Dom, because this is going to play out very interestingly. And last time through, I don't know if you recall, but 2020, Joe Biden won the state in the general. And Nevada is not always what you would perceive to be a blue state. In fact, got a red governor in the state, a Republican governor. I would say historically, Nevada's been a little more of a red state, but not last time through. Not in 2020. In 2020, this state went for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won the state of Nevada by 33,500 votes, approximately. That's a small margin.
Yeah.
And I would say, Dom, I greatly suspect when we, hopefully you'll come with in the fall, but when we come back here to see what's happening on the ground in the state of Nevada, there's really only four or five states in the whole country that will matter. Here they are. We've talked about this. Wisconsin, where we live and originate from. Yeah, that will certainly be at the eye of the hurricane. Wisconsin, an electoral coin flip in every statewide election. It's Wisconsin, Michigan, which I'd like to think is a little more lean blue these days, but not currently in the polling. Biden trailing Trump in Michigan. State of Georgia, and I would hardly call that a purple state. That's traditionally a red state, but the electoral circumstances, let's not forget, two Democratic senators, one special election the day before January 6th, Tom. Do you recall all that? Do you remember?
Yeah, I know.
They were having elections, dude.
No small part because of Trump's game plan.
Because of Trump's. That was the Warnock-Ossoff election. And then, you know, subsequently, let's not forget, a guy I liked a lot is a college running back. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, but a terrible senatorial candidate, Herschel Walker, man. That guy was a joke, right? But Georgia matters. Nevada matters. Arizona matters. Your state of Michigan, and probably Wisconsin. And above and beyond that, folks, there may not be any other states that matter during the presidential election. And I know we all go out there and vote. Doesn't matter if you live in California. When's the last time California mattered?
Right.
Hell, they'd take six more months to count their votes. We wouldn't even know what the outcome was. Trump might have a fair argument to make if California mattered. It does not. But Nevada, it will matter in the fall. But today's primary election, it's not going to matter as much, Dom. Haley will win the primary. I do have a request in with her campaign for either the governor, Haley, or one of her surrogates. But they're playing coy right now, Dom. There are no announced events from the Haley team in Nevada today. And she's going to win today. Shouldn't she have a victory party on the strip? Shouldn't I be there, Don?
Great. She wins, but she doesn't win any delegates. So is it really a win if it doesn't count? You know what I mean?
Well, at this point, she's trying to gain strength. She's trying to hold off the onslaught and the eventual probable domination of Donald Trump, right? She's playing her own four-quarter offense, four-quarter defense, Don. She is also running out the clock in that if she can just stay a viable candidate, not get crushed, not get electorally wiped out in the delegate count, but if she can last just let's say till the Chutkin trial and the January 6th trial of Donald Trump, any of the trials, Dom, we might have a New York trial coming very, very soon. Wouldn't it be ironic if it all came down to Stormy, Stormy, Stormy?
Right. It would be certainly appropriate.
So here I am, Las Vegas, Tom, and as mentioned, the accommodation's a little nicer this time. Staying at the MGM Grand Signature Tower 3. Very, very nice hotel. Very nice.
So, Cody, let me ask you, did the caucus versus the primary thing?
Yes.
When Nikki Haley decided that she was going to participate in the primary and not the caucus, was it known at that time that the Republican Party in Nevada was going to have all the delegates assigned to only at the caucus? You know what I'm saying? Or was this something?
Did she know what she was signing up for? I think she did. And perhaps she wanted to garner a couple of days press because she's still going to have a legitimate claim. I won Nevada. And it might be the only state she wins in any electoral outcome, at least with the current dynamics of the Republican MAGA base overwhelmingly supporting this soon to be convicted criminal. But right now, you know, just
so
waiting
more
for
important
the unity to play
as
out.
Is a moral victory.
Symbolic.
For Nikki Haley. Symbolic
yes.
victory. Keep talking, keep going, being out there, whatever, and move on to South Carolina.
Well, she's got to survive to South Carolina. But anything right now, last polling I saw to South Carolina, Trump's in the 50s. Haley's about 20 behind. She's in the 30s. She trails in her home state where she was elected governor. She trails her opponent. And that's February 24th. That election happens. Don, we've talked about the fact Michigan will be a quick turnaround after that. And hopefully you and I will be in Michigan around February 27th when they hold their primary. And then Super Tuesday comes
along,
Dom. And
now you're turning around and saying,
Super Tuesday. That is March 5th. That's supposed to be right about the time that Trump was supposed to go to trial on the January 6th. We'll see when he gets to trial. But come March 5th, Dom, I have every plan to go up to Minneapolis because Minnesota will be on the clock. They will vote. We'll go see our friends at KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, and we'll do a little party up there on Super Tuesday like we did 4 years ago on Super Tuesday. That was like one of our last events in the public, Don, before the coronavirus kicked in.
Oh, man. It seems like a long time ago, Curdy.
But I suspect tonight, luck be a lady tonight. Tonight, and only tonight, it will be Nikki Haley's glorious victory tonight in the Nevada primary, the one that's run by election officials, you know, the one that Trump thinks is rigged because everyone gets to vote. And then Thursday, and I'll be here all week, Don. I'll be playing ballroom all week long. But come Thursday, we've got a caucus, and I'll be at the caucus. I'm going to the caucus, Don, and then I'm going to the Trump viewing party with or without credentials because it's at a casino. And you know me, Dom, I love broadcasting live from Las Vegas as a hotel resort casino. I'm at the MGM Grand. I'll be at the Tropicana Thursday night for the Trump caucus victory party if he can win the caucus.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocate.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. Offer your takes at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got a little more explanation from The Guardian. I'm here in Nevada, specifically Las Vegas MGM Grand Signature Tower 3, 19th floor. Why am I here? Because today is the primary day in the state of Nevada. And as mentioned, Nikki Haley will have a glorious victory to claim, but no delegates to show for it. And here's why. Because Nevada, through the rigging of the presidential primary process by the Donald Trump team, well, they've split the caucus and the primary. So let me give you a little of the explanation from The Guardian. The first presidential election contest in the Western U.S. features a bifurcated primary and caucuses format that's both confusing to voters and renders results difficult to understand. Nevada's primary for Democrats and some Republicans is today, Dom, Tuesday, February 6th, while its caucuses for other Republicans is Thursday, February 8th. And the Western battleground state, home to Las Vegas, baby, has a much more diverse electorate than Iowa and New Hampshire. It could have been a pivotal part of this year's road to the White House, and it may still in the general election. That's what I suspect, Dom. Some wanted to see the state go first in the nation because it's a better cross-section of the country. Instead, the wonky system and seemingly inevitable victories for Joe Biden and Donald Trump make for a less than thrilling election. I'll be the entertainment in Vegas this week, Dom. So how's it work this year? Democrats are participating in a primary today. So today, later tonight, turn on the TVs, election coverage, about, what, 9:06 local time in Wisconsin? I think they closed the polls here at 7 o'clock in Nevada.
All right, so Democrats are engaging in the primary process.
An actual primary.
In an actual primary, not in a caucus, and will actually award delegates based on the results of the primary.
That is my understanding, Dom. And the Republicans will hold a primary tonight, and that will be run by the state election officials here of the state of Nevada, and it means bubkis. Except for bragging rights for Nikki Haley, and might be the only bragging right she has for a while, so she better take them when she can get them. A moral victory of sorts, Dom. So, primary ballots were mailed out to eligible voters already, though people can also vote in person. So, everyone gets a ballot, unless you personally, in the state of Nevada, you will get a ballot for the primary, unless you've opted not to receive a ballot because you're one of those rigged election believers, right? And someone might steal it out of my mailbox and steal my vote. But anyways, the rest of the sane Nevadans have their ballots mailed to them, and they can either send it in absentee or they can vote in person in the primary today. Now, MSNBC is in Vegas today, and they're at a primary location. And I'm glad I didn't go down because it looked pretty boring. A, it's colder in Vegas than it is in Wisconsin this week. I hear we're having some unusually warm weather. It's a little ice foggy this morning when I flew out of Mitchell. But my understanding is the weather probably nicer in Wisconsin right now than Las Vegas. It's a drizzly 46 degrees in Las Vegas. And I'm watching the street scene of the MSNBC reporter, and he's at the primary, and it says, vote here, right? But nobody's voting. And finally, they had this guy on screen for probably 5, 6, 8 minutes. No voters had entered the building. And then finally I see a lady and I'm like, oh, I think that was just a camera person. No. I have still yet to see a Nevadan participating in the electoral process today in person or on the television, on the boob tube, Dom. But anyways, a little bit more. So primary ballots are mailed out to eligible voters already. The people can vote in person. For the caucuses, that again, that's Thursday night. That's the rigging part the GOP did for the benefit of Trump. Voters must attend in person. That's Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. So that would be from, well, 7 to 9:30, Dom. We won't have results on the air that night. But I bet Trump wins as the caucusing that night. Well, technically, there's some long shot guy, Binkley. Ryan Binkley, I think, is technically caucusing here in against Trump on Thursday, but you've never heard of him either, so he's not going to win. The caucuses happen just that day. You must be in person. And, Dom, here's the part that Donald Trump likes a lot. You must have a photo ID. Now, that was different than the caucus process, at least that we thought we were witnessing in Iowa, Dom, because people were walking around with, like, brown grocery bags. Everyone wrote down their preferred candidate on a scrap of paper and threw it in. Like, right. Where's the ballot security there?
I didn't see any IDs getting checked in Iowa caucusing.
We did not see that when we were in Iowa, in Dubuque, the night of the Iowa caucus. And, you know, Trump, what, got low 50s that night? DeSantis got his ticket punched to Newsmax. And Nikki Haley was the only one that really had any claim of any sort of anything. She's the only
momentum of anything, right?
Non-Trump opponent, effectively. So voters have to be registered here in Nevada with a political party to vote in the primary or caucuses. So a large portion of independent voters in the state need to sign up with a party ahead of time to participate. Dom, will they do that? Do you think independents are going to show up today for the primary, go and register as a Dem or a Republican if they weren't already, or go register as a Republican and show up at the caucus on Thursday? How many independents for these non-contested primaries are going to make any effort?
No. Why?
I would say, from my personal observation, watching the reporter on MSNBC, so far I saw zero people taking advantage of that today.
I want to be clear on this. So you still have to be registered with a party to cast your vote, but you can cast a vote in both the primary and the caucus. You could vote.
You could
twice
theoretically.
This week.
You could theoretically on the Republican side. Now Trump has already, when he was in Vegas most recently, like within the week, said don't vote in the primary. It's rigged. It's rigged. Don't vote in the primary. Only caucus.
Only caucus. Do the caucus thing. Yeah.
Do the caucus thing, right? Well, technically, Dom, Joe Biden is not the only Democrat on the ballot today in Nevada either. There's your girl, Marianne Williamson, the self-help author. We met her in Vegas, I believe, Dom. And we had the opportunity to interview her. We passed on our interview opportunity with Marianne Williamson that day. And then there's Dean Phillips, the Minnesota congressman running the most mainstream challenge to Biden, is not on the ballot in Nevada, though he was in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Obviously, he did better in a state where Joe was not on the ballot, New Hampshire. He got, what, 20%? Dean Phillips did? He got less than 2% in South Carolina. He's not on the ballot in Nevada. He's not going to make much of an impression here, I suspect, Dom.
No writing but campaign for Dean Phillips in Nevada going on?
I have no idea. I have not seen any Dean Phillips signs since I've been here. Yeah. But the real question, the only question tonight, will Nikki Haley have more people pick her or none of the above? Because on the primary in the state of Wisconsin, state of Nevada, none of the above is a viable option. So, therefore, Nikki Haley could lose to the Trump supportive, because Trump ain't on the primary ballot. They could all come out and say, none of the above. Devil's advocates. Just choose us. You win every day. Come back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. CBS News projects the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Nevada.
For the Republicans, the most votes going to none of these candidates ahead of Nikki Haley. The next state on the Republican presidential calendar is in South Carolina. That will happen on February 24th.
CBS's Chanel Call, Nevada Republicans hold a caucus on Thursday. CBS News projects Joe Biden wins the Democratic presidential primary in Nevada. House Republicans have failed in their attempt to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS's Scott McFarland watched it all go down.
There were defections inside their own party, and they couldn't pull those people back. So this is, to put it gently, an embarrassment for House Republican leaders.
We have new details about the door panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight last month. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Now the NTSB says the four bolts that should have held the door panel in place were missing prior to the blowout on the new 737 MAX 9.
CBS News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher was one of four Republicans to join Democrats in voting down impeaching U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans tried to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The other five Republican representatives from Wisconsin voted for impeachment Monday night. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront he expects the bill to become law this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy and lower 30s for us in the overnight with light south winds. Those clouds stay with us on Wednesday. It starts to turn breezy as well. Highs in the upper 40s to near the 50-degree mark. Rain chances begin Wednesday night, but more likely on Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tuesday, Crudy's on the road, Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada primaries going on today, both Republican and Democrat, although no delegates awarded to Nikki Haley, despite later on tonight, I guarantee, Dom, she'll be claiming victory in Nevada.
You know, as long as none of the above doesn't, you know, break out and win.
We'll see. That'll be something to watch for tomorrow's big program, Dom. And we will move on from Nevada here, but not this week because I'm here all week. And they are having a primary today. I did want to point out, currently Nevada, and I talked about this, Dom, this is one of the most important swing states in the nation. The state of Nevada currently has two Democratic senators, which I see as a good thing. They include Catherine Cortez Masto, serving since 2017, and Jackie Rosen, serving since 2019. The state of Nevada also has four congressional districts. Currently, three of those four seats are held by Democrats. But the governor's office is held by a Republican, Dom. So, again, the state of Nevada, much like the state of Wisconsin, you know, you see it go back and forth, something of a purple state, something of a swing state, something of, you know, a electoral college state that will matter. And I think there might just be like five. But just for the record, Joe Lombardo, looks like he's a former sheriff or law enforcement agent. The governor serves a four-year term. He has been the governor since 2023, Joe Lombardo. He is the Republican governor of the state of Nevada, two Democratic senators, and a crazy caucus rigged election happening here on the Republican side. I'm pretty sure Joe Biden's going to run away with, what, about 99% of the primary vote on the Democratic side. He'll claim victory, certainly. Joe Biden was just in town yesterday, Dom. Can't believe I missed my president.
Should have got there a little earlier, Crudy. What are you thinking?
I didn't know Joe was coming. and one more thing, one more reason, Dom, and I hate to bring this up, but you and the audience may or may not be aware, a little football game going on in this town this week, the Super Bowl. When I talked to the taxi guy and a couple of the service employees I've spoken to so far, I've only been here for a few hours, but, Dom, they were more interested in the Super Bowl and then the primary politicking today.
I believe it.
Cab driver didn't seem like he had taken too many guys to the primary polls this morning.
No, but they're going to the casinos to put down some action on the football game. I'm seeing like a what? San Fran giving up two. Have you seen lines over there at the sportsbook yet, Crudy?
I have not been to the sportsbook, although I do have my MGM Grand app fully uploaded and ready to go. Dom, I'll start looking at my picks a little bit later. But I can tell you this, Harry Reid International Airport, the airport here in Las Vegas, 160,000 people a day flying in. This is the busiest airport in the world this week.
Wow.
My understanding, I can only tell you, fairly busy today.
844-967-2789.
And of course, 30. The big... Well, yeah, I was going to mention the breaking news. Donald Trump has lost his appeal in the D.C. circuit. Hopefully it's game on, trial soon. But, of course, Trump is threatening an appeal all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we've talked
about
that.
And he has, according to the ruling, he has until Monday, this coming Monday, it'll be the 12th, to get that done. And I am of the opinion that the Supreme Court will not take it up. Hell, some prognosticators are considering that perhaps this thing could start as early as May. But there's other trials as well. And it's, you know, the news just keeps on coming. I just want to throw this out there from the AP. The judge in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial is demanding more information after a key witness was reported to be in negotiations to plead guilty to perjury in connection with his testimony in the lawsuit. What? In an email posted to the trial docket on Tuesday, Judge Arthur Engoron asked lawyers in the case to provide him with a letter detailing anything you know about a situation involving Alan Weisselberg, the former longtime finance chief at Trump's company, the Trump Organization. Here's what Engoron wrote. I do not want to ignore anything in a case of this magnitude, suggesting he may disregard all of Weisselberg's testimony if he were to admit lying on the witness stand. Engoron cited a February 1 report in the New York Times that Weisselberg was in negotiations with the Manhattan DA's office to plead guilty to perjury and admit that he lied on the witness stand when he testified at the civil fraud trial in October. The newspaper cited people with knowledge of the matter. The Associated Press, citing two people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity, reported that Manhattan prosecutors were weighing a potential perjury charge against Weisselberg. As the presiding magistrate, the trier of fact, and the judge of credibility, I, of course, want to know whether Mr. Weisselberg is now changing his tune and whether he has admitted he lied under oath in my courtroom at this trial, Engoron wrote in the email. The email went to lawyers for Trump, Weisselberg, the Trump Organization, and other defendants, as well as counsel for the New York Attorney General Letitia James' office, which brought the civil fraud case. Messages seeking comment were left with Weisselberg and Trump. They have declined to comment. And Engoron asked lawyers to respond by 5 p.m. Wednesday, that's tomorrow, adding he wanted their thoughts on how he should address the matter, including timing of his final decision in the case, which court officials have said should be ready by mid-February. Weisselberg is one of 40 witnesses who testified over the 2.5-month trial, answering questions for 2 days about allegations that Trump lied about his wealth on financial statements given to bank and insurance. We know the story. We've talked about it. So this is a new wrench in this thing. I mean, if Weisselberg admits to perjury and Goron can dismiss everything that guy said on his witness stand, I mean, $370 million. I mean, he may be very, very inclined to award such a number if the CFO was lying on the stand. So again, and also March 25th is when the Manhattan DA is supposed to bring the case against Trump in the Stormy Daniels payoff case, which is really an election interference case because he did the payoff. It wasn't about the payoff as much about the sex. It was what was the point? What were they trying to do? We're trying to keep it out of the newspapers so it would not influence the election.
That's I don't want to talk about that stormy at this point. You know, I see nothing. I think U.S. Senator Ron Johnson once told us.
A little bit more.
I'm sourcing a Raw Story article. Dom Engoron, again, this fraud trial of Donald Trump, added that he may use Weisselberg's alleged perjury as a basis to invoke falsus in uno, in reference to the term falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, which is Latin for false in one thing, false in everything. This suggests that Engoron may disregard Weisselberg's entire testimony during the civil fraud trial as untruthful and use that to inform his final judgment. And as you mentioned, Dom, New York Attorney General Letitia James is seeking up to $370 million in disgorgement penalties. Air quotes, disgorgement penalties. It's like pulling the tick, right? Related to Trump allegedly inflating the value of his real estate assets to obtain preferential tax and insurance rates. She also is aiming to have Trump and his adult children, at least the boys, right? Somehow Ivanka's stayed out of this, but has also aiming to have Trump and his adult children banned from serving as officers in any New York-based company for at least 5 years. And a massive penalty, Dom, according to this reporting, is a near certainty, as Engoron already ruled that Trump committed widespread fraud in financial filings submitted to the state. That decision was later upheld by the New York Appeals Court. However large the final judgment may be, I hope it's huge, Dom, it will be a significant financial blow to the former president, who's already been ordered to pay $88.3 million in damages to writer E. Jean Carroll in her defamation trial. in an order to appeal a civil judgment in New York Dem. Again, this a civil case, not a criminal case, but the appellate must put a bulk of the judgment in a court-controlled account while the appeals process plays out. This means that if he was ordered to pay $370 million that Letitia James is asking for, the ex-president would almost have, he would need $500 million.
Right.
Right? In the middle of trying to raise money for his presidential campaign. And right now, Dom, the resolution as amended to what? Impeach Alejandro Mayorkas as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. It has failed, Dom. It has failed. 214 to 216, 214 Republican yays, 4 Republican nays, 212 Democrats all voted no. 216, this impeachment measure, the first one against a sitting cabinet secretary in 150 years, it has failed like everything else these Republicans try to do in the House. You lose.
I'm looking at 215.
214 for yay, 216 for no. Speaker Johnson at the podium now, but we don't have that sound. I'm just telling you, he's got to be awfully disappointed, Dom.
Well, they continue to struggle to come up with anything other than what, you know, governing and serving the people of this country. 844-967-2789. Nate, what do we got here? You got some updates for us?
Lawrence Andrea on Twitter saying Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin voted no on the impeachment of Mayorkas.
Well, Congressman Gallagher out of Green Bay is a nay. Interesting. Looks like there's some dissension in the ranks. They've updated it. Now I'm seeing 214 as yays, 216 as noes, as Freddie mentioned. We also have some conversations today. This border deal, this border funding Ukraine, all this tied in, maybe dead on arrival. We have some stories and some sound on that. We'll get to that after your calls. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm thinking of Stormy songs. There's Stormy by the Mamas and the Papas. I think Dennis Yost actually wrote that. That's a song I remember from back when I was a lad. But I mean, it's stormy weather for all these Republicans now. I see where Trump is using PAC money to pay for his daughter's legal expenses over now. I mean, that another violation of law. But it just is. And the continued support of Donald Trump by the House members, now with the instruction that wasn't, I mean, that it just is, it just stretches credulity and credibility for all those guys. That, I mean, it just is.
Yeah, it really does, Mark, and thanks for the call. Always, man. I saw a report, I think it was at the Hill, Matt Gaetz and Elise Stefanik unveiled a resolution Tuesday that declares former President Trump, quote, did not engage in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. Oh, well, thank you for that, Gaetz and Stefanik. The resolution comes as groups across the country try to disqualify Trump from appearing. Obviously, we know that storyline. Here's a quote from Gaetz. We are here today to authoritatively express that Donald Trump did not commit an insurrection, and we believe Congress has a unique role in making that declaration. It's not the job of the states, and especially not the job of some bureaucrats in Colorado, to make this assessment and interfere with the rights of voters to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice. As president, Donald Trump continues to dominate the polls. Extreme Democrats will stop at nothing in attempt to prevent President Donald Trump from returning to the White House. The resolution, which is non-binding, would declare that it is, quote, the sense of the House of Representatives that Trump did not engage in the insurrection or rebellion against the United States or give aid or comfort to the enemies thereof.
Now, hasn't the RNC already made a similar proclamation, Dom? I believe they have. Trust me on this.
I'll trust you on that, Curdy. So,
just because you say it doesn't mean it's true. We all agree to
slam dunk a basketball. So let it be written. So let it be done.
Come back with us. We are the greatest radio show ever. Dom can dunk a basketball, and I'm declaring us you know, beyond reproach in all things, political, humorous or otherwise. I've said it, so let it be known. Your phone calls could be next. Still time for you, 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Arnold Show.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. That one goes out to Dan Kelly.
You know, it's been a hell of a day for news, Dom. I would like to add, I am here on the For the Love of Democracy tour in Las Vegas, Nevada, a primary going on here. I thought that would be the big news. Right? Election day. Oh, no, that doesn't even compare. Of course, there is the horse fornication allegations, at least focus tested against Dan Kelly, the aforementioned. We've got the former president of the United States getting shot down by the D.C. Circuit Court unanimously, and his claims that he is immune from all prosecution. I think the prosecution will proceed with alacrity, assuming the U.S. Supreme Court cannot find a way to delay this. And
the case is imminent, Curdy.
The case is imminent. Well, I don't think they'll pick it up. I think this one is a political loser. And I think they have the good sense not to wade in. But who knows? They overturned Roe v. Wade. What do I know? And the other breaking news, the House Republicans seeking to impeach the first cabinet secretary in 150 years, despite zero evidence. They went forward with the impeachment vote today in the House, and it failed them. 214 to 216. Nate pointed out Mike Gallagher, Wisconsin's own congressman from the Green Bay area, voted against the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. This is all about migration, the border, right? And we've talked about the fact, Don, perhaps not in the air because it's a moving target, but they've got a bipartisan Senate resolution. It's the best damn deal they're going to come up with anytime soon. And, of course, Republicans in the House, this same House that just sought to impeach the guy who's in charge of the border, failed. Right? They failed at their goal here. But anyways, Dom, I suspect they will kill the deal because they want to continue to bash Biden in the head with this whole border issue. But this is going to get very, very quirky. Your impeachment failed. You killed the compromise, and it's Joe Biden's fault? How's that going to play to the electorate?
I don't know that it does, but they will certainly try. 844-967-2789, as mentioned, that vote to impeach Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed 214 to 216. Let's see. Rep. Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin voted against it. Rep. Al Green, who showed up unexpected to vote against the bill. A fourth Republican, Rep. Blake Moore, a Republican from Utah, a vice chair of the GOP conference, flipped his vote to no seconds before the vote closed, a procedural move that allows the conference to bring the legislation back to the floor at a later date.
They're going to take another crack at this? Well, I was a little confused because the first vote was 215 to 215.
Right,
and I was watching it. I was watching it on the screen as they were bringing up the congressional vote tallies in real time as we're talking about other fine topics, mostly Dan Kelly and the alleged horse fornication focus group.
He looked like a, I mean, not, I want to be clear. It's not that the focus groups are saying that, you know, failed Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate.
Twice failed.
Thank you, Kelly. Actually has fornicated with the horse. It was that apparently a focus group thought that if they were going to pick someone out of a lineup who looked like they were a horse fornicator, they would have picked Dan Kelly. And to that, I have to say, 844-967-2789. Rico, Rock County, you are up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Rico?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Oh, I got to use
the night's still young, man. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, I wish I was there. Buddy. Hey, I got to turn this down here. Hang on. I got to turn this down. I messed that up, but I'm good now. Hey, football analogy. You know, it's like Biden has quite literally punted them the damn ball, and they're not even capable of calling for a fair catch. Hell, he's giving it to you on the 50-yard line. And you sit there. Trump, he's an animal there. He's like, delay a game. He doesn't think the play clock ever ends. He doesn't even have time. I don't understand these people sometimes. And this border deal, oh, that was a waste of time. Oh, I want to tell you what, guys. That was the biggest nothing burger. That's all a real American can do nowadays is sit on YouTube and flip a bunch of nothing burgers. And, you know, I'm just hoping they're not made of horse meat. That's all I can think.
Rico, you and me both, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Wow. Yeah, very interesting day in news indeed. And, again, the failures of the Republicans, the mega Republicans, to get anything done, the sycophants, the way they follow and listen to what Donald Trump says. I mean, at some point, I know, you know, Trump always said, oh, you're going to get so sick of winning. We play that all the time. I mean, he's been doing nothing but lose. And, you know, the definition of insanity. Why are you going to continue to follow this guy? Republicans in the House, Republicans, you know, maybe perhaps less so to the degree in the Senate.
Stop tipping them off. We want this. At this point, this is our destiny, Dom. Don't tell the Republicans to go a different route.
We don't want this, man. We do not want Donald Trump shouldn't be anywhere near any sort of the White House or any government office of that. The only government building Donald Trump should be in would be a federal penitentiary. And we'll see what happens because, of course, he was denied his asinine absolute immunity claims. The fact that it took this long caused Chutkin to delay the trial. So now we're looking at maybe May. I'll take it. Yeah, but March 25th, Alvin Bragg, he's still scheduled to go on the Stormy Daniels case. So while I don't want the Stormy Daniels, you know, to be the one, whatever it is, as long as justice is served, as long as justice continues its slow march, right? I guess I'm okay with it because what are we going to do? But well, how do you accept that, Crudy? How do Republicans continue? Where's their credibility? Does it not at some point reflect upon their decision-making and their instincts? Of course it does. It must.
Well, you didn't see the resolution they're putting forward that January 6th was hunky-dory with them. And Trump is not an insurrectionist.
No.
If they just wish it to be so and vote on a resolution, well, that'll probably give them all the cover fire he needs. Oh, the wow. One other breaking news story, the 14th Amendment challenge, Trump on the ballot. Well, that's going to be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. So we got that to look forward to. We'll have some primary results tomorrow. We'll have new polling, Marquette University Law School poll, and our fine friend Charles Franklin, he'll join us. Dom, anything else before I sign off here for the Love of Democracy tour from Las Vegas? By the way, thank you, Chance Design Build, our fine sponsor.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.